TV show that you play on a constant loop in your brain, and no matter how many times you've watched it, and how many decades have passed since you first saw it, it's pretty much become a part of your personal lore. Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in Screenwriting Program, filmmaker, and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. For me, that show is Freaks and Geeks. Created by Paul Feig and Judd Apatow, the teen dramedy aired on NBC from September 1999 to July 2000. It's understandable, given such a short lifespan, that this gem of a show might have flown past your radar. In fact, history says it probably did. The show was abruptly canceled for poor ratings after only 12 of the 18 episodes had even aired. The show struggled to gain a solid viewership due to changing time slots, being put up against other ratings juggernauts, and episodes of the show being aired out of order. Sounds weird? It is. Freaks and Geeks is the stuff of legends. In fact, you could spend an entire evening Googling every legendary fact about this show. Network executives fought with Feig and Apatow over the creative direction of the show. They wanted it to be the real and gritty slice of teenage life that it was. And network executives wanted the show to be more upbeat and wholesome. So maybe you're wondering, what is Freaks and Geeks even about? And why is an axed show from the late 90s even worth revisiting? The show is set in 1980s suburban Detroit and follows two groups at McKinley High: the Freaks, a group of troublemaker cool kids, and the Geeks. No explanation needed. Amongst the throngs of high schoolers is Lindsay Weir, a former geek trying to break into the Freaks, and her younger brother Sam, very much planted in geek territory. More than just a teen soap, Freaks and Geeks was a timestamp. The attention to early 1980s detail is second to none. The clothes, the sets, the cars, the music. If you've had the pleasure of living in a Midwest American home that was built or renovated in the 1970s, you will feel this TV show in your soul. But additionally, the show also acts as a 1990s time capsule of young actors on the brink. Freaks and Geeks launched the careers of Linda Cardellini, James Franco, Sam Levine, Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, Martin Starr, Rashida Jones, Busy Phillips, and more. The all-star cast left nothing behind when it came to their performances. There are scenes in the show that swing from laugh-out-loud funny to absolute gut punches. Some of the most honest, tender, and memorable acting I've ever watched is within this show. Every character has an arc that feels genuine and lived. They explore who they are and what they can be with all-out vulnerability. And they make you remember what it felt like to be a teenager, regardless of the decade. That's saying a lot for an entirely unknown cast of actors, many of whom were on screen for the first time. Freaks and Geeks is a show about eras past, but it definitely belongs in your future viewing queue. You can find it included on Amazon and Paramount Plus, as well as other paid rental streamers. This has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.